At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Yeah. Damon Benny, I know you didn't stand me up. I know you're busy. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Hopefully you'll be calling me shortly. There's a lot of people that want to hear Damon Benny and what he's got to say, sir. We're looking for you. Faisal Five Times says, you guys should try and get a national boxing guy on the show and ask him about some of this stuff. We're going to work on that. Tomorrow, we'll have Bernie the Boxer. Bernie the Boxer is a local guy from Omaha who spars with Bud. He's a really good close friend of Bud's in the camp. And I think he'll have some good stuff to say. He does his own show, Bernie the Boxer show.
If Bud fights at Memorial Stadium, I am going.
Why?
Listen, I have to.
Trev, I don't know if you're listening to me, Trev. But somehow, Trev. Somehow, some way, man, I think that'd be the best.
It would be so perfect.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Like, remember, I remember his fight, watching his fight at PBA. And, like, his fight at PBA was a good one. And then, like, he won, obviously. But Memorial Stadium would be a different.
Hey, 90,000 rocking the house, man.
You would feel it.
You would definitely feel it.
Absolutely, you would feel it.
You would definitely feel it. And I just think that.
It'd be a great event for Lincoln. Like, talk about the city, not even just the world of boxing. And with Bud, you know, boxing in his home state, like, I get that. That's a great angle. But community-wise, for the city of Lincoln, for the state of Nebraska, it would be a great event.
For Lincoln, for Omaha, for everywhere.
Exactly.
When was the last time we had an outside event, a boxing event? It's been a while.
Well, boxing event, would it be – now WWE's coming, I believe, to Lincoln.
Are they going outside or are they going to
– It's PBA.
PBA, okay.
But the last boxing match would be – Bud?
Ooh, Kelsey the Mississippi Mud Dog said, what if he came out to Sirius and had his own tunnel wall?
That's the thing, and he would do something like that. I believe, didn't he come out to like a jersey or something?
He did the Nebraska thing, but I'm saying, but he never came out to Sirius. I mean, if you do the tunnel walk on the red carpet and him coming out, look out,
that's,
man.
As DP says, goose pimples. Goose pimples.
Come on, man, I think we can make that happen. Trev, that'd be a great way of getting more people into the stadium.
Absolutely.
You know, getting people.
Well, winning football games could do that too.
Well, we're working on that. We can't do that until the
perfect
fall.
Okay, perfect.
It's not like we can get going, you know.
Well, I mean, okay, so I saw this like whole conversation surfacing Twitter over the weekend. But what's the timeline on this? It would be next summer. Not this coming summer. It'd be summer of 2023.
They seem to think they might get something later on this year.
Man. Well, and that's the thing.
And if that's the case, we wouldn't be able to go outdoors.
With an outdoor venue, you would have to be in the summer. Yeah. So, and that's like what I said kind of last segment. You could put a cover over the ring, but you're kind of screwing all 90,000 people that are rolling up because if there's rain. But it would be sweet. I would take the risk. I would buy a ticket and I'd take the risk.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
I would too.
Absolutely.
I would go. I would be a part of that just because it was something that's new. And
That's right. He came out with the Husker jersey. That's what I thought he did.
Yeah. But I think, though, you know, if you're in the middle of the ring, you got the big screen, so you'll be able to watch. Yeah. I mean, even when you're in some of these stadiums indoors, if you're up in the nosebleeds, it's not like you're watching the – you know, the Jumbotrons. You're not really watching the fight. Mm-hmm. You can't see anything close. you know, regardless, if you're unless you're ringside, you're not getting a really, really good shot of what's going on. You want to read Joey Bats?
Yeah, it's just Joey Bats says this. When Bud fought at PBA, he came out in a Husker jersey through the crowd with Sam Fultz's father.
That's pretty nice. Shout out Sam Fultz.
Was it that long ago that he fought at PBA?
Yeah.
Jeez. Vershawn, how was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome.
All right.
It went by really, really quick. I was just trying to look at this bar fights.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to see what that says, but.
Yeah, 2018, he fought at PBA.
Listen, we got to get behind. We got to start getting behind our people that are our celebrities from here. And not only celebrities, but he's a champion. I mean, go look at his record. Go look at what he's done. His bill of work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We got to lift Terrence Bud Crawford up.
What's he got? Like, he almost has 30-some knockouts, right? Almost?
Yeah, I think he's 29. Think he's,
okay, I was going to say, he's not quite at 30, I didn't think. But, what I mean, his record's 38-0. It's 38, right?
Yeah. My point is until we really get behind, see, we're behind Nebraska football, and we're losing. So could you imagine if we were winning? How bad this Husker frenzy would be.
Yeah.
Like, you've never seen it.
We've seen it before where you're connecting it with Crawford.
Yeah, he's winning. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You see it
every time he fights.
I guess.
It no matter who he fights. You see it all over Nebraska Twitter. Like, Nebraska rallies around Bud every single time he steps into the ring.
Yeah, well, we got to do it this time because
he just needs to be in Lincoln or in Omaha, whichever one.
Where would you fight at in Lincoln?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You'd have to be more, for how big he is now, it'd be Memorial Stadium. In Omaha, I don't know where you'd fight.
Yeah. Well,
CHI?
Maybe CHI.
Does CHI have enough seats? I honestly don't know.
It just depends on how many you're trying to get in the seats, but I would go, to me, the better fit is Memorial Stadium on a sunny August afternoon before the season starts. Season starts, what, 7 or 4?
CHI only has 17,500. I don't know how much TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade or Charles Schwab Field has 24,000. So where the College World Series is at?
Yeah, nah, I'm out on that. If you're gonna go where the World Series are, you might as well go Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, but it might be easier to if you want to go the alcohol route, it'll be easier because they got the taps installed at Charles Schwab Field for the College World Series.
Well, you and this alcohol route,
it's a big thing. Like, I'm not saying I would need it at a fight, but it's a big part where most people
at fights like alcohol.
Well, and just at events anyway, they do.
I agree with that.
It's a big part of it. It's a huge part because you also have, I mean, you have the atmosphere. It contributes to the atmosphere, but then it also.
Can you tailgate, though? Can you, like, just
okay,
hang
so,
out
so
outside?
Then you're going to have the same problems that you have with Husker football games.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, either way, but also from a revenue standpoint, like. It's a lot more money that you can make if there's alcohol options.
I agree with that about the money aspect, but I think the fight aspect and the fact that it's in Nebraska,
okay,
you got the potential to get 90.
So Corey and Lincoln says they sold beer at Garth Brooks at Memorial Stadium. That issue is settled. They sold out of their Busch Light because they didn't actually use the tap. They didn't use taps. They just used normal.
I think that's cool.
They used cans. I know, but I'm saying at a place like Charles Schwab. There's taps installed. Like, it's going to make it. They're not going to have to roll in giant things of Busch Light.
But wait a minute. If they sold beer at the Garth Brooks concert at Memorial Stadium, then there's no issue with us going to Memorial Stadium. We just need to figure out the legal stuff and get the teams on
exactly.
And the camps on board. Because there's no issues. Because if you can sell beer and you can walk around and get a can of beer, well, that's the same thing.
I know. I'm just saying though, like from a ease standpoint, they had to bring in all the Busch Light and everything. Then they sold out of the Busch Light through the concert. And if there are taps installed, it makes it a lot more easier to sell beer.
I agree with that. Sanderson said you think
and Corey and Lincoln is absolutely right. Like.
What?
I wouldn't say the issue settled necessarily because they still had to go through all the legal stuff with Garth and. Since UNL is still a quote unquote dry campus and everything, like you still
so
have to go through some
pull
legal
that
hoops.
It
was something with I honestly don't know all the logistics of it with legalities and everything.
All I'm saying,
but there's a reason that they're not selling beer at Nebraska football games. Like, there's a reason for that. Well, so, yeah. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily settled, but there are hoops you can jump through to where it's you can figure out ways to sell alcohol.
Who wants to assume that liability if somebody kills himself or kills somebody else coming from the stadium? I mean, that can happen, but guess what? If you're selling alcohol, somebody can say, well, you guys should have cut me off. You didn't cut me off, and blah, 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 and then they can turn around and blame the stadium. All I'm saying for a Bud Crawford fight, if you're telling me now that Garth Brooks had beer in there, I don't want to say there's no excuse, but there's no reason why we couldn't have Bud.
You're absolutely right.
At Memorial Stadium with 90,000 screaming Husker fans, you know, in his biggest fight of his career, which to me, if he win, lose, or draw, I think if he loses, you want the rematch, you go back, depending on how he loses. If I doubt that, I don't even want to say that. He ain't losing. When he wins,
best finisher.
Does he hang it up and say I'm done at that point and walks out on top, or does he continue to fight?
I don't know. I feel like it'd be the question of what else do I need to accomplish, and with that, I mean he fought in his home state. If he does get the fight in Nebraska, it'd be like I fought in my home state on the biggest stage in Nebraska, which would be Memorial Stadium.
Well, yeah, and but Sanderson says you think Spence is going to fight Bud in his hometown. I doubt it. I would imagine Spence would be a little bit afraid to come to Lincoln.
Well, once again, it's like
the money's right though. You know, maybe you go 60-40 split just to fight. Bud want to fight him regardless. I believe Bud will fight him for free. Now, I say that, take that with a grain of salt, okay?
But Bud's like that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if you take a 60-40 split, maybe Sanderson, he'll come to Lincoln for a 60-40 split and 90,000 screaming crazy going nuts fans, because that would be quick. Justin says, can you imagine a doubleheader, a football game, then a Bud Crawford after that?
What is it, September 17th, Nebraska, Oklahoma, after that game?
Ooh, everybody's there anyway?
I don't know. Don't quote me on that date. It's sometime in September. But Nebraska, you know it's going to be an 11 a.m. game because it'll probably be on Fox Big Noon Kickoff. It's going to be an 11 a.m. game. Then you have the prelims that start at 8 p.m.
I think that'd be hot right there, buddy. Same day. Oklahoma, everybody's going to be in town anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be in town anyway. So why wouldn't we try to see if we can't make that happen?
Joey Batts hits it on the head. Spence has been dodging Bud for a couple years, so there's no way. I mean, with all that, with the past and everything, there's no way he'll come to Lincoln, unfortunately.
Listen, don't kill my dreams.
It's my dream too.
Joey Batts, we're going to make it happen. You got to think positive, Joey Batts.
Joey Batts is crushing dreams out here on a Monday.
Out here crushing them, Joey. Come on, Joey. I just think it would be for the fans, for boxing. It would tell Bud, hey, we are behind you. I just think that's something that would be huge.
How quick do tickets sell out?
I don't think they last a week.
Within the hour.
Probably.
I think it would be within the hour. Probably. I think it would be a lot quicker than people think.
Yeah, it would go fast.
Because at that point, you're also paying for the atmosphere.
It would go super fast. You lure him in with the 60-40 split. He's going 60-40 anyway. He don't want to go 50-50. That's just who Spence is. He's been saying it all his time.
Oh, here's a hot take. Somebody on the unnamed texter, I love Bud, went to his fight at Pinnacle, but he wouldn't sell 20,000 tickets for a Memorial Stadium fight.
Ooh, man. Really?
Wow. That's a...
Hold on a minute. Hold on, 7449. Let's talk about this.
Eric says that too. There's no way you sell 90,000 tickets to a fight.
Okay, 90,000 is completely different than 20. My thought process was we can at least sell 50.
Do we have the spring game crowd at a fight?
Why wouldn't you?
I'm thinking there's more than that.
I would think at least 50,000.
There was 54, 55 in the middle there at the spring game two Saturdays ago.
Yeah, I don't think we'll sell out, but 20,000? Mm. You got to think. His first fight in Omaha, he had almost – it was packed to capacity, 10,000, 12,000. Mm-hmm. So we're talking 8 years from then.
I think it would go over a lot better than a lot of people think, in all honesty. Because with a fight like this, of this magnitude, with the names as well, with how big of a name Bud Crawford is now in just the world of boxing, you're not bringing just Nebraska people. You are bringing people nationwide to Lincoln, which is kind of crazy to say. because it's not Vegas. It's not, you know, a big city.
I like what 7145 says. He says couldn't get it set up quick enough for after a game.
Yeah, that's a pipe. I thought that's about a pipe that dream. Too. That's a pipe dream.
We just dreaming right now. We're on the ticket dreaming, man. We're going to be dreaming on Wednesday when we had that Wingstop Wednesday for the hot wings. If you want to get a part of that, hit us up on the Solder Haven text line. Wednesday we're having a wing challenge. Whoever eats the most number sevens, they get a pair of shoes. Free of charge, courtesy of the captain.
Do I get these shoes?
Yeah, what size you wear?
I want the Ultra Boost, man.
No way.
Can you give me the Ultra Boost? I know you can.
Joey Bat said, love your dreams, bruh. But I'm a huge boxing follower. Financially wiser Spence to take the fight in Nebraska. But he had a fragile ego and won't come here knowing he can get a 60-40 at a neutral site.
That's interesting.
No, but I like that, though. I think you're right, Joey Bats. It's even though you have way more money, sometimes people's heart pump Kool-Aid. I'm talking to you, Spence. They heart pump Kool-Aid. So, yeah. Pecan Pie, Crawford will sell out Memorial. He will have 20-plus thousand flying to town, plus all that will show up from Nebraska. See, I like that. How many people you think was in Vegas? Listen, Omaha was practically, for real, North Omaha, empty. Mm-hmm. When he fought in Vegas, it was empty. It's unbelievably empty. Listen, we're going to get to you, John, Pecan Pie, Eric, and more. The captain, the ticket,
93.7. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.